Okay, we're on page Tov Reish Ches in the Tanya Perek Mem Gimel. We're discussing the Chachma that a person has to have. The Chachma really means that it comes from total self-nullification. Eiseh Chacham, Haroes HaNolad, who is a Chacham, who really sees what's Nolad, that every a moment of reality comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that the person is like totally like zero, and you can't exclude yourself from the group. The whole world is nothing, and you too. And now we add one more point. Umosif levar, and he adds to explain on the third line, shabitul godol yodiosa, that the bitul yafta shem should even be more so, which is vidiburo yisporach miyuchad b'machshavto. And the speech of Hashem is uniquely designated in his thoughts. What does this mean? Adata diber odos bitul hanivroim lidvar Hashem. Until now, we were speaking about nullification of the creations to the words of Hashem. There's still some connection between the word of Hashem and those that were created. Shadiber, what's the word? The word is Yehior, Yehirakia. V'yav shalomer, it's impossible, shay shalonivra ain't shum metzias l'gavidibra. You can't say that the creature has no existence corresponding, you know, in relation to the speech, because sharei adibra misasa glavos, because the speech is engaged to give him his existence. Right? So, in other words, he has some existence, because that's what the speech is interacting with. But we're talking about godly level. That's above the 10 utterances. Creatures have no grasp of that. They have no place pre-speech level. And you think about it, the speech of Hashem is really uniquely connected to his thoughts. More than that. And even levels higher than thought. Even before thought, the world is totally nullified. So the dibur of Hashem is uniquely connected to his thoughts. So we don't even have a connection as dibur, because the dibur really is rooted before the dibur reality. Nimsa comes out. It's not only that the creatures are nullified, like the analogy of the light to the sun. Shesov sof ein ze bitul b'mitzius yom, because that's not total nullification. Ki Hashem ashi mitzius kazu shemenin himser, because the sun is a reality from which the light comes out. So it is that level. Shelachem behecha shelaor yesham esetius makom, and you say that the light has some reality. No, el anivra bitul b'mitzius legamri, the human being is totally nullified. Continues the Talmud, Ukiniskal, as we mentioned earlier in the 20th and 21st chapter, Barichas in great length, B'derech Moshal, as we said, the analogy, Minefesh Ha'adam, just like the soul of a person, Shedibur Echad Midiburo Machshavto Kelo Mamish, that a word of him, from his words and thoughts, is nothing compared to the person. Remember he said, in other words, Shinisparshim, what did we explain over there? Shedibur Echad Midiburo Machshavto, that one word from his speech and thought, who kolol mamish, it's like nothing, legabe ha-kocha shalom, compared to the powers that are above that. Right? What you speak, what's the relationship of your speech to who you are? Is your speech an independent reality outside of you? No. V'chein betelim asar mamaris legabe hadragas baloga shalom v'dibur. Therefore, the 10 utterances of Hashem is nullified. Is nullified to the godliness that's beyond speech. The culture, and certainly the world, it comes from the 10 utterances. Just like the 10 utterances are nothing compared to Hashem, so what came out of the 10 utterances for sure is nothing. This is the higher level of Chachma Yira, Shubitul B'mitzias Lagamri. This is total nullification. It's much more than a nullification of the light of the Shemesh to the essence of the Shemesh. Total bitl. That's what the pasuk says. Hain, behold, yiras Hashem, fear of Hashem, hi chokhmah. That's wisdom. Yiras Hashem. We talk about Yiras Hashem, says the commentary. Kavanah means the Yiri Lo, the higher level of Yira. She dover echad im chachma. That's one thing with chachma. Who kamaimer, as the pasuk says, chachma roas anolad. Who is a chachma? He sees what comes out. Meaning to say that what? That the existence is totally Hashem's. So that's the real chachma. Shaladesim is bodily, says there he comes to total nullification. So the point is, and it's been reinforced, is that real chachma really means you have a real yiras Hashem, which means you really have no reality. That's the true vision of reality. That's what yir is. And the Tanya finishes this last point. But you can't reach this level, friends. Unless you first do mitzvahs through the lower level, the external level of yir that brings you to the mitzvahs. That's what the says in Pirkei Avos. Imein yira in chachma. If there's no yira, there's no chachma. There's going to be a lower level of yira to chachma, and then the chachma gets you to the higher level of yira. Says the commentary. Dafka al yedei kima termitzus, only by doing termitzus. Esher lava lidei li yira ilo. Can you come to the higher fear? Ulel perka gimel, early in chapter 23, Mashvit Sim, Shatam said the reason was, ki li yira ilo, to have higher level yira, tzorach lios murgash etzlo pnimis alukas shomala melamas. It's got to be felt by the person inside himself, the divine God that's above him and higher than the worlds. Now, that's what you got to feel. You can't feel that. It's the only thing we see from Hashem in the world, it's only externalities. That's the only thing we relate to. So how can you get this inner stuff? When you learn Torah Mitzvah, because Torah Mitzvah is the aspect of the divine beyond the worlds. So that's the will of Hashem. Through the means of fulfilling those mitzvahs, he can draw forth the inner content of Hashem. You come to the higher liyur. Ach calls that, but that's all only when you do Torah mitzvahs properly. And that has to precede with the yira tata, the lower yira. Then that's the real avodas Hashem. Veina perish, it doesn't mean shiira tata mevil the yira ilo. It doesn't mean that lower fear brings higher fear. No. Raksha Torah mitzvahs hema mevil the yira ilo. Only Torah mitzvahs bring the higher fear. Hashem tshikhan leos kedoi, but they have to be proper. But the yira tata, and through a proper lower level of fear, then you can get to the proper Torah mitzvahs. Imein ani, the im ein yira, ein chachma. There's no yira, there's no chachma. Chachma, what's chachma? Who kiyam a Torah mitzvahs, that's doing Torah mitzvahs. Who below yira tata, without the lower fear, ain't avodas Hashem. There's no avodas Hashem. Okay. Ubeze siyum levayer beis amadregas haklos b'yira. With this, we have concluded the discussion of the two overall levels of yira, yira tata, the yira ilo, higher and lower yira. Okay. So now, if you look in the little beis over there, uber pratios, and in detail in the spar program, in these chapters, we have explained. The Yira Tata in the lower level, Gufa Dal Madregas. Remember, in the Yira Tata, there's four levels. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim, accepting the yoke of heaven. Yiras Chet, fear of sin. Yiras Alokim, Bebechinas Katnas, fear of Hashem from the level of that of the that you're in a low level. Yira Alokis, Bebechinas Godless, and fear of Hashem in a level of greatness. Whoa, look at all that. Now he's going to go through this now. Again, good review now. He's going to go through the four levels of the lower yira again. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, what's accepting the yoke of heaven? Ein bahar gushes yira klal. You don't have any feelings of fear. Kim olavad. You only feel the yoke. Vaydezeh, when you do that, ha'avoda hi avodas evid. The service is the service of a servant. Okay? Okay, we can skip the brackets. That's number one. So now, so you don't feel the yira, but you're doing the servants of a servant. Okay.
What gives you the impetus to do mitzvahs in Torah?
Well, yeah, you do. You're listening.
Yeah.
Yira schait. What's yira schait? Who Kumaris said hamistakel? You look at three things, right? Where you came from, etc. You're not come to a sin. Ayin roa, ozen shamas, an eye that looks, an ear that listens. That's the fear of Hashem. Like the fear of flesh and blood. He's going to stop doing Averis. That's the second level. Okay, Yiras Elokim. Okay, next level, Yiras Elokim. Now you're already feeling Hashem. Ubazeb Beis Madregas, there's two levels. Bechinas Katnas, Bechinas Gadlus, the lower level and the higher level. Bechinas Katnas, the lower level. Hu Roa Es Gedulas Hashem, Derech Levush Elm, he sees Hashem through the garments of the world. Bechinas Gadlus, and the higher level. Hahargash Hu Begadlus Hashem, the feeling is the greatness of Hashem, not through a means, but the greatness of Hashem. It's all the lower levels. Still in all, this is the greatness of Hashem as he fills the world. Still, he yira chitzonis. It's an external yira. You're not nullifying reality. Just like you have fear of a king in two ways. One is you see the kingdom from the bigness of the kingdom. You see how great the king is. You see the officers who are bowing down to him. That's a small level. Even the understanding that it's Gadlus HaMelech, the greatness of the king. But he's looking at the country of the officers. So it's not talking at the king. The second one is Vabez, when you're saying before the king, you understand the fear from the king himself. The Yira Gedol Vios, that's much bigger Yira. But since the greatness of him being a king is a king over the whole country, you have a nullified reality. Because without the country, you ain't the king. So everything still exists, but we're just being subservient to you. That's in the reality. Even though you namish know how great Hashem is, it's from the Hashem who sustains the world. We have a nullified reality because we're still assuming reality exists. That's all lower level. The higher one, that's with the inner content of Hashem. The kula kame kolochash, everything before him is nothing. The beetle, but mitzias mamish, is total nullification of self. So, in other words, if you want that avodas Hashem to bring that reality, you've got to have these four aspects of the yira first. Then, by doing mitzvahs properly and learning Torah properly, right, and now you're bringing down the Ratzon of Hashem becomes much more enveloped within you. That brings the bittul to the person. I mean, frankly, you're doing usually in mitzvahs, you're doing things you don't want to do. You're doing things you don't want to do, so you're really not there, as it were. Because that's remember, doing mitzvahs goes against what the body wants. So that's you're nullifying the body. You're doing constantly nullifying the body. You get up at 5:30 every morning to go to shul. The body doesn't have a lot to say, so it's getting knocked out of the game. Okay, now we're going to move on now to two levels, overall general levels of love. V'hine, ba'ahava, in love, yesh gam ken shtei madrigas. There's also two levels of love. Ava rabba, v'ava soilun. A great love and an eternal love. No coincidence that that's the beginning words of the paragraph of the Shema before Shacharis, Ava Rabba, and Ava Solom is the paragraph of the Shema before Marav. Shema. Okay? So let's take a look at footnote Aleph on the other side there. Isbarakad, he's going to explain over here. Asher Ava Rabba, a great love. It's higher than Avasolam. So that's what you got to be prepared. Rava Rabba is greater than Avasolam. Ubimamari Chasidus, in the Chasidic works, it's explained. It explains the Kusha, Mimamar, Hatanad Velioel, Apostle. There's a question that's asked in the Tanad Velioel. It says, Va'ahavas Oilam, Ahavasicha, an eternal love, I love you. So they ask, Ava Rabba, Ahavticha, Lo Nemar. It doesn't say, a great love, I loved you. Ela avas oilam avticha, an everlasting love I loved you. V'hainu mean to say, she'avas oilam gavoh me'avas rabba. It appears from there that avas oilam is greater than ava rabba. But the Tanya is going to now explain the opposites. How do we resolve it? The Tanya is going to say ava rabba is greater. But there's a ton of Deliyot that says avas oilam is greater. Ve'echad ha'terutz and v'rimal zehu. One of the answers is, ki be'olam, the word olam, Avas Olam, Yesh Beis Perushim. There's two ways of explaining the word Olam. Echa Kemashmo, One is simply b'derech klal in general, kama olam asiyah, like the world of asiyah, olam ayetzira. It's like a world. Beis lashon tmidus, consistency forever. B'tan v'al yo hu laperish beis. He's going with the second commentary. Forever, forever is greater than more. She'ava he tmidus v'nitzos v'igvul. His love is eternal. V'gadol me'avrav. That's more than abundant love. But v'kan b'tan yahu laperish. We're going with the first pshat. As we'll see, Upir said, and that based on that, Abbas Oilam Hilumata Meavrav. Abbas Oilam is lower. As we'll see, it means the light of the world as opposed to abundant, which all is yet to be explained. Okay, but that was just clearing out that question. Okay, so remember, in the Tanya, Avaraba is higher than Abbas Oilam. So Avaraba, what is Avaraba? He Ava Bitanugim. Ava betanugim is the love that comes from the pleasure of being connected. Yesh ava, there's a love. Kasher ha'odom adayin eino dovuk b'Hashem, where the person still is not yet cleaving to Hashem. Va'ava, so what's the love? He ratzon, it's the desire. Umavukash of wanting Hashem. I just can't wait to, you know, person, you know, loves something. It's the anticipation of. That's a good feeling, but but the love in the delight, when the person cleaves to Hashem. So he's saying, this is the love when you are cleaving to Hashem. This is the highest level. It's a flame that ascends by itself. It comes from above. In the aspect of a gift. Lemishu shom beyer, with a person who is complete in his fear, who has the higher levels of fear. Kenor la mamar azal, as we know the statement the rabbis say, darko shel ish lachzer achar isha. It's the way of the man to go after to find his wife. Sheava nikras ish, love is called ish, code word. V'zochar k'moshe kasev zochar chasdo, remember his kindness. Isha Yiras Hashem. And Isha is Yiras Hashem Kinoida, as we know. So it's another one of these, puzzles, riddles. Okay, Darko Shal Ish, Lachzer Hashem Isha, mean to say, it's the way Ish is code word for Ava, that Ava goes after the Yira. Right, that's the idea. Ava Zu, this love, says the commentary, Ein Adam Yochol Li Poli Dei Avos, you can't activate this love through your Ava. You can't. Okay, what do I do to make myself love Hashem? You can't do anything. This is a gift. It comes by itself. Milmal from above. Bibachinas from the aspect. Maton of a gift. Vazochal matanazu. Someone gets this gift. Humi shu sholem beira. When you're complete in your fear. That's what it means. Darka shalish lachzer chayisha. It's the way the man to follow the woman. Shavodas Hashem, because Avodas Hashem Yesh Gam came, there's a madrig of Ish and Isha, man and woman. What's the man? Chesed va'avu b'chinas zocher. The aspect of zocher is love and kindness. Ish va'yira and fear. Ish, it's a woman. V'darka shalish, it's the way of a man. Lachzer to go after. That's a Isha. Shekasher ha'yira b'shlevis. When the year is full, complete, bo avazu. This love just comes. It's a gift. This love of Dveikus, it just comes. You can't do anything to activate it unless you've reached all these levels. You have to have four levels of lower fear. You have to do mitzvahs and Torah properly, have a higher fear of totally being nullified, and then Hashem, boop, gives you a gift that you mamish feel davuk tashem. Right? Says the Tanya, ubali kadima sayir, without this earlier fear, you don't come to Avaraba. Because this love comes from the aspect of Atzilus. There's no divisiveness at all in that world. Explains the commentary. It's not just that's the way of love to come when there's fear. The point is, without fear, you're never going to get to Avaraba. He goes, man, as long as it's not complete fear, if it's not complete nullification, there's a little separation from Hashem, isn't there? If you still think you're a little something, then there's a little bit separating between you and Hashem. Right? And that's the point. Sheyirahi, because what is yira? Beetle, next page. It's nullification, because she ain't yira, there's no yira. Hainu sheish kan eza mitziyah sheina patel. There's something that's not nullified. Va'av and love, hibachinas atzilus. That's the aspect of atzilus. Shebatzilus in atzilus ain't perichasol. There's no separation. That's what real love should be. There's no separation between the lover and the object of the love. The dafka shu sholem, when you're complete in yira, you chol love avarab, you can have avarab. Gimel prati melu, these three details. Shehi, number one, avav tanugim, the love, the delight of being close to Hashem. Uba me'alel, and it comes by itself. V'sheyech v'stafka here, it only can come after yira. Heim be'avarab dafka. That's only in the state of avarab. Avarab. That's avarab. Ma'ashe'en came b'avasoyim. What's avasoyim? Yesh baratzan u'mavukash. There is a desire. There's something you're seeking out. Ubal yedei hispanus. That comes from reflection. V'yachol lovely pom kona yira. And that can come someplace before you've reached these levels of yira. Ukid l'kamenes will be explained in the next few lines. So avas oilam is a love you have before total nullification. And it comes from reflection. And that's desire and yearning. Now that's what the Tanya says in the next line. Ach, avas oilam. What's avas oilam? He haba mehisboinenus vidas begadol shemein sof baruch hu. That's when you reflect with your intelligence of the greatness of Hashem. Hamamalek olam, who fills all worlds, v'sovim kolam, and surrounds all worlds, v'kula kamei kolam ha-mishkoshim. And everything in front of him is like nothing. So hisboinenus, says the commentary, hisboinenus begadol shemein, reflecting on the greatness of Hashem. Hamaviyah lavas, who brings to this love, heim begimel dargus begashem. There's three levels. You have to focus on three levels of the greatness of Hashem to come to this lower level of love, of the yearning for Hashem. That's not a gift. So you can have that level of love of Hashem when you're not on the highest level of year of avas Hashem, but when you're not on the highest level of yiras Hashem. What are the three things you're reflecting on? Number one, Memale kol almin, he fills all worlds. Humasha Kodesh Baruch Hu mechayis olamas bechiyus mitzumsemas v'yerchay olamas. That Hashem gives life and existence to all the worlds with a constrained life force according to the nature of the worlds. Kol almin v'yerchay, every world and creature according to what it is. As the rabbis say, maha nefesh memale asaguf, just like the soul fills the body, kach Kodesh Baruch Hu ma'asam, so Hashem fills the world. It's just like how a soul fills a body. In every body part, it's a special life force and constrained based on its value. And this life force, it comes inside of the world. It means it fills the world. God lasu, this greatness, that's the greatness based on the value of the worlds. When it's bar gamma it was already explained at the beginning of the parak. How great is this idea of filling the worlds? Kuvrisham said, Godol malas olamas. It's the great of the virtue of the worlds. That's coming all them. As great as the worlds are, Hashem will fill each world with its reality based on his force. That's memale kolamim. Soviv kolamim, surrounding the worlds. Hushamakiv kolamas b'shavah. He surrounds all the worlds equally. He doesn't have to constrain himself in any of the worlds, the fear based on their value. That's before he has to fill the worlds. Hashem surrounds them, and that's his totality. That's a much bigger level of the greatness of Hashem. But still, the worlds have some place. Because even this light has connection to the worlds, because it surrounds the worlds. But it doesn't constrain itself according to their level. It's the outside power before it comes in. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmus, Hashem himself, in his essence of Yachol, who l'malam he called Inyan Olamas, he's beyond any of the worlds could all. And they don't take any place. And that's what it means. Kula Kamei, that's the third level in front of him, Kolom HaMishchash, like nothing. Okay. Alrighty. Ooh, it gets a little more. Umavar Inyan Kolom HaMishchash. Let's look at that third level. He's going to explain now what does it mean, Kolom HaMish. Says the Tanya, Ubebitol Dibur echad benefesh hamaskelas ba'oda b'machsheva o b'chemdeslav kin nisker le'el. And that comes with the nullification of one word of the intelligent soul while it's still thinking or having desires of the heart, as we mentioned before. He explains. Kol ha'olamos, all the worlds, niver midibur, were created from speech. Asur b'mar, 10 utterances. V'nei, dibur echad, one dibur, ain't a tofis makom legabi koch dibur. It doesn't hold any place in contrast to the power of the speech. Shiocho ledaber diburim lein case v'shir. The power, the source, could keep speaking forever. The more so, legabe, when relating to the koch hamashava, the power of thought that produced all that. Legabe koch hasanefesh l'mal memachshava, and the powers of the soul higher than thought. That's with the human being. So it is with Hashem. Shena sar mamaras tosim makom klal, the ten utterances don't grab any place. Neged bechines machshava, when you compare them to the aspect of thought. Vekoshke neged bechines chemda salev, and certainly more so when you comparing them to the desires of the heart. Shalom machshava is higher than the thought. It's the will. It's higher than that. So now hine hadibur speech. Even though it's not worth anything compared to the thought that's way beyond behind that, but when the speech comes out, who is it's some reality. But when it's at its root, in thought, or desires of the heart, who it's totally nullified. In other words, once I say something, it's there. But what's the source of what I said? Source of what I said. Is before I said, so then it's all nullified. That's what he's saying. And how we fit this into the world? Gam lachashem Hashem asar mos. Even after Hashem said the ten utterances, but Paul and Nifra maras mashasham. In actuality, the utterances still haven't been separated from the roots. Kileis asar parim, because there's no place removed from Hashem. Ubit lasar mesaras. We say now the ten utterances are nullified. Who kebitl hadibur? It's like we're saying the speech is nullified. So as it's in the root, since all of reality comes to the ten mamaras, so the worlds have to be nullified. B'tachas bitl, ultimate bitl, bedukmas dibur adam b'shor. Just like we say the speech of a person from the roots, and that's what he was saying. That line, that's what the Tanya meant. And this one line that we said at the bottom of the page before, it's the bitl of dibur echad. The nefesh is one word, benefesh hamasal, with a thought from a thought in a thoughtful soul, while it's still a thought or a desire, it's nothing, and that's what we mean now that there's nothing when it compares to Hashem. Okay, let's do one little more thing. Last line we're going to do for today. Asher says the Tani al day sponsor. So through this thought, memela tispashet minasava, immediately love will spread from that thought. Shebenefesh mabusha, from the soul that encloses it. By thinking of this, Yavalav Hashem, that will bring you to loving Hashem. Tinei, for behold, Bechol Ava, in every love, Yeshes Etzem in Yahava, there's the essential aspect of the love, Yeshes Adover Sha'ohev, and the object of your love. Sha'ava Mislabesh, Bedover said, the love gets enclosed in the object of the love. When you look at all the good and all the pleasure, all those aspects of amazing things in the world, they have no place at all compared to Hashem. So now the love has been stripped away from these garments. Then you're going to love Hashem. In other words, what he's saying is, if all these things that I really love in life really are nothing compared to Hashem, because Hashem is surrounding and is totally all that, then really why am I loving the things that are superficially external than the real source of what that love is? Okay, that's the point. And that's what will generate the love. If you really think deeply about this whole reality, how could you not love Hashem? There's a lot of things in this world that you love. And Hashem is mamish. He is that, what you're getting. And that isn't even there. It's just, it's totally subsumed in Hashem.
He created for you.
So you love a Danish? So Hashem gave you is the Danish. He is the Danish. Right? So then how could you not love Hashem? There's the feeling of love and the object of your love. And that is the source of that love. Okay, he's going to continue this idea, work on this more, but now we're beginning to see what these two levels are, and it's going to continue. Whoa, a giant footnote next week. But God willing, we'll finish the chapter next week. With Hashem's help.